This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 73 for Friday, September 22nd. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ice futures canola market is steady to lower on Friday morning, going along with the mixed sentiment in vegetable oils. Chicago soybean oil is up, while European rapeseed is down, and Malaysian palm oil is mixed. Crude oil is rising by approximately $1 US per barrel due to a tightening market. The Canadian dollar is up 1/4 of a United States cent compared to Thursday's close. High temperatures will be in the low 20 degrees Celsius across the prairies today, with rain in the forecast for southern Manitoba. The November canola contract is unchanged at $725.30 per ton. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat are all in positive territory. The International Grains Council raised its 2023-24 world corn production estimate by 1 million tons to 1.222 billion, with ending stocks also going up 1 million to 298 million. Higher demand in Brazil and tightening U.S. logistics raised the corn price index by 9%. France Agrimaire reported that the French corn crop was 81% good to excellent, down 1 point from the previous week, but up from 43% 1 year earlier. Its harvest was 6% complete compared to a 10% 5-year average. The December corn contract is up 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $4.76. The IGC lowered its 2023-24 world soybean production forecast by 2 million tons to 396 million, with ending stocks also down 2 million to 62 million. The soybean price index was down 1%. Argentina's government announced that it will not extend its preferential exchange rate soy dollar program, which is set to end on September 30th. Meanwhile, it estimates that 16 million hectares in the country will be seeded for soybeans, similar to last year. China imported 9.09 million tons of soybeans in August, down from 9.36 million in August 2022, but beans sourced from Brazil was up 45%. The November soybean contract is up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $12.97. The IGC reported its 2023-24 world wheat production estimate by 1 million tons to 783 million, with ending stocks up 2 million to 263 million due to lower consumption. Its wheat price index was slightly lower. APK Inform reported that three ships were on their way to the port of Odessa in Ukraine to be loaded. On Thursday, a ship carrying 17,600 tons of wheat for Egypt became the first to leave the port since the Black Sea Grain Initiative expired in July. Next month in China, Chinese President Xi Jinping and Russian President Vladimir Putin will meet to discuss wheat exports. The December Chicago wheat contract is up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.79. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $7.11. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $7.68. That's a look at the ice futures in U.S. markets for Friday, September 22nd. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.